Welcome back. We needed the break because of the things coming out of Pastor Moses' mouth. Sir, God's name was placed there because the ark was there.
Ark of Covenant.
The ark of the covenant. That's why it's so important. It's very interesting. You see? And anywhere you take the ark to, the place becomes blessed.
True.
If it is received with reverence. But when you take it to where their gods are, then go and find out among the Philistines their god Dagon.
That's right.
What happened to it? He does not share his glory with any other god. Well, that is another sermon entirely.
A very serious sermon.
That's another sermon entirely about the ark. Now you notice that the pattern of the ark was given to Moses.
That's right.
Yes.
Now,
yes,
all the pattern, everything about the pattern was from above. The dimension for the building, the type of material to be used, everything was by God Himself. That means it was not a man's design.
Exodus 25:40.
Exactly.
And look that thou make them after their pattern, which was showed thee in the mount.
Yes, sir.
Don't add.
Yes, sir.
Don't subtract. It comes from above because it is not the making of man.
The heavenly
it's
pattern.
Going to be for his dwelling place.
Amen.
And then, so as soon as they did it, remember that everything in the Old Testament was a shadow of the new. It was speaking of the new. You know, and you know, this revelation is necessary. It's very, very necessary when you consider the discussion, so that people will know why maybe you have chosen this topic today. Go to John chapter 4.
Okay. John chapter 4. Yes, sir.
Yes. You see, the discussion between Christ and that Samaritan woman.
That's right.
In, by the well. Now, verse 5. In verse his five. Journey now.
Okay.
While he was on his way to Galilee.
Okay, start from verse 5.
Yes.
Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph.
Yes.
Now, Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well. And it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him.
Now, maybe it was Catholic versus Protestant. Yes.
Okay.
Pentecostal and Orthodox.
How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her,
If thou knewest
the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water.
You know, anytime I read scriptures like this, I get very excited.
Hallelujah.
There are people that had opportunity. They were walking with Jehovah God Almighty. Face to face.
Amen. Everything. And amen. Hallelujah.
Abraham feel when
Hallelujah.
He was eating barbecue.
Glory.
Amen.
The owner of the whole
universe.
Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
Verse 11. The woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Are thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up into everlasting life.
Okay, now just for because of time, go to verse 19.
Verse 19. The woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet.
Will I say you are a prophet?
Our fathers worshipped in this mountain.
See them now. This is the verse I'm looking for.
And ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship.
Again.
Our fathers worshipped in this mountain. And ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship.
Why? He was saying so because Jesus was a Jew. She was a Samaritan. We know the history.
Yes, sir.
The Jews and Samaritans, they never agree.
That's right.
Because of their history. So, we even know how they have a different place of worship, from the Jews. Now, and not that God never sanctioned it. He never sanctioned it. So that argument has always been on where you belong, which place to worship, where are we to worship. And this answer here now, in fact, if we answer this alone, this program can close. If we read this alone, hear the answer from Jesus, whether it is redeemed
Or Catholic, Bride Assembly,
or Bride Assembly, or choosing, or Baptist, or who? Because some people brag.
Catholic.
My father now brought assemblies to the village. In our family, we have 8 Catholic priests.
And your holy family.
We are holy, God chosen family. God is so much with us. And all that. Here is now Samaritans and the Jews, Pentecostals and Catholics.
The Holy Ghost. Verse 21. Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father.
So, no more in any church. No more in any particular town, anywhere. You see people, when you hear them say, the Lord told me to go to the mountain. You see them mentioning that mountain as if there is something on the mountain. There's nothing. There's nothing. Going to the mountain is no special place for God to meet with you.
Me going to camp, going to the mountain, going to the headquarters of any particular church.
As if I want to meet with God, then I will go to the mountain.
Daddy, pardon me, even your church, Bride Assembly Church, people travel from all over the world saying, let me just come to Bride Assembly Church, Ijesha, Lagos. Are you saying such an understanding as if God is
there? If they are thinking it's when they call you, they will meet with God, it is a denominational hangover.
My God.
It's a denominational hangover. Oh, you think I'm here to promote my... Can't you see me calling this church name first? So that you understand what we're talking about.
Wow.
Listen, when it comes to salvation, this answer that Jesus gave us still stands till today. Answer again.
Verse 21 again. Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father.
So where is, and this is now, he added verse 22.
Ye worship, ye know not what.
You're even worshiping what you don't even know.
We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews.
According to the divine agenda.
My God,
because the child of promise is coming from the Jews.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The seed of Abraham, through which the whole world will be blessed, is coming from the Jews. The covenant people of God is the Jews. You don't even know. Salvation is of the Jews. You are busy wasting your time in Samaria. Go ahead.
But the hour cometh, and now is...
This is where the true worship is.
When the true worshippers shall worship the Father in
spirit. Where?
In spirit and in truth.
Spirit where?
In,
truth.
In spirit and in truth.
In Bride Assembly.
In spirit and in truth.
In Shalem?
In Bride and Assembly.
In Bride and Assembly.
For the Father seeketh such to worship him.
The reason is what? Verse 24.
God is a spirit.
He's a spirit.
My.
And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Therefore, the place that God chooses for you to worship is a spiritual place, not a physical place.
Hey.
Let me write that down.
It's a spiritual place.
Wonderful.
And if it's going to be a physical building, if it's going to be a physical building, it will be built by the Spirit himself. By God himself, who is a spirit. The place of worship is in truth.
In spirit and in truth.
Spirit and in truth. But people today are worshiping God in the opposite. They are worshiping God in the flesh, carnally, and in error.
So can you break that down? Because we need to understand you very well.
You either worship God in the spirit or carnally. Carnally. It is carnality, my church, because that is what produces idolatry. Because man, unless you see with your physical eye, you will not believe. That's why he told Thomas, you see before you believe. Blessed are those.
That's right.
Who will not see and yet they believe. You are talking about to me. So that you now understand now, watch that, in spirit and in truth. So that you'll understand why, what is God's place of worship. Now, I said it is the ark that brought the name of the Lord to that building.
The ark brought the glory.
Yes. And because the glory followed the ark. The glory of God came into the ark. Right from when Moses built it. And when they carried it, the ark into the temple that day, God announced that his presence has come in here.
Vindication.
And we saw, Ezekiel saw that glory that departed, according to Ezekiel, through the eastern gate.
That's right.
True.
It was God's presence. It was God's spirit that was there. That is where he chose to place his name there. And when he finished, he moved away from that temple where he placed his name there because he was no longer going to need that ark. Oh, I wish people can understand this. That ark that he built was speaking of another ark. There were three things that were inside that ark, correct?
Yes, sir.
The first one that was inside that ark, what was it?
The two tablets.
The manna.
Manna. Pot with manna.
What was that manna?
Bread from heaven.
It was the bread from heaven that the people were hungry. What then? The next thing was what? Aaron's rod.
That budded.
Glory be to God.
Yes, sir.
A dry stick that came back to life. Correct?
Amen.
Then, the third one was... The two tables, the tablets,
yes, sir,
where the law was written, that was the composition of
the ark.
Now, do you notice that in the description of the ark, that there were two cherubs that were carved in there?
Glory
be to God. In the mercy seat. Everything you see there is what Apostle Paul broke down for us in Hebrew chapter 10.
Okay, Hebrews chapter 10 from verse what, sir?
Now start reading it from verse. Let's start maybe reading it from verse 1.
For the law, having a shadow of good things
that's
to come.
That's what I'm saying now. It's a shadow.
It's a shadow, yes.
And not the very image of the things. Can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the commerce thereunto perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers once purged should have had no more conscience of sins. But in those sacrifices, there's a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when they come into
now,
the world.
Now, verse 4 again.
For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins.
So actually, the sins were only atoned.
Covered.
That's true.
Amen.
But it was still a shadow of the real atonement.
Hallelujah.
So, wherefore?
Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering.
Who is he? This scripture, do you catch it? When he cometh into the world, who is this he?
Lord God Almighty.
Lord God Almighty. Lord God Almighty.
He that dwelleth in eternity.
Hallelujah.
Step down.
Down from his glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay,
Amen.
Let's read it.
Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice an offering thou wouldest not, but a body thou hast prepared me.
You prepared a body. If you notice, see here. Amen.
Yeah, man of God.
Sacrifice an offering thou wouldest not. But a body
has thou prepared me.
Who is that thou that prepared me? You sinful man. You prepared a body for me. And you know when it happened?
The womb of Mary.
The womb of Mary.
Amen and amen.
The womb of Mary, who was also part of the cause of the Adamic sin.
Amen and amen.
You prepared a body for me. Go on.
In both offerings and sacrifices for sin, thou hast had no pleasure.
No more pleasure. It was now coming to an end. Mm. That was why the glory left the temple.
Mm.
Meanwhile, that woman, the Samaritan woman, is looking at the temple that was broken down. Solomon's temple was broken down and rebuilt. But this time again that it was rebuilt again, we didn't hear of the ark there.
Yes, sir. That's true.
Okay, now. Even though it took 49 years in building.
Wow.
Yet, we didn't hear of the ark. Because they... And therefore, when Herod's temple was being rebuilt, did you hear of the dedication glory coming down again?
At all.
The reason was...
No ark, no glory.
There was no ark.
No ark, no glory.
No glory.
Mm.
And the physical ark has been done away with.
Mm.
Mm. Waiting for the real ark to come.
Hallelujah.
Let's read on.
My God.
Verse 7. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me.
Uh-huh.
To do thy will, O God.
Now, that body... Today, you and I know it is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That was formed. Now, this body that was prepared for him was prophesied again in Malachi chapter 3.
Verse Malachi 3:1.
In Malachi
chapter 3.
Yes, sir. 3. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me.
Uh-huh.
And the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple.
Uh-huh.
Even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in,
uh-huh,
behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts.
Now, that prophecy, behold, I will send my messenger. Who is the messenger?
John. Yes,
John the
Baptist. Messenger is John.
He will do what?
Prepare the way before me.
He prepared the way before me.
Mm.
And
the Lord whom ye seek.
The Lord whom you seek.
Shall suddenly come to his temple.
The Lord whom you have been serving.
Mm. Mm.
We suddenly come to his temple. That is what was fulfilled in Matthew chapter 3.
Yes, sir.
Mm.
Okay. From verse 13, for those who don't.
Then came Jesus from Galilee of Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee.
Uh-huh.
And comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. All
right. Why? Because there's a prophecy that is hanging.
Mm. Then he suffered him. Hey.
There is a prophecy that is hanging for us. And remember, you are the same one that said, behold the Lamb of God,
mm-hmm,
that taketh away the sin of the world. John.
Mm-hmm.
But before the Lamb is sacrificed, he has washed. To be washed.
Amen.
Okay. Read on.
And Jesus, amen, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water.
Uh-huh.
And lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning upon him.
Uh-huh.
And lo, a voice from heaven saying,
say what?
This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
The Lord whom you seek
shall suddenly come to his temple.
Shall suddenly come to his
temple.
The whole, just like he came at the temple in this ark.
Mm.
Now, this is another ark now.
Mm. In another temple.
This is another temple. So that John 2 verse 19.
John 2 19.
Yes.
Yes, sir. John 2 19. Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy this temple.
Destroy
and in
this
3 days
temple.
I will raise it up.
Which temple?
Temple of his body.
Temple
verse 21. But he spake of the temple of his body.
He spake of
the temple of his body.
So he became the temple of God.
Hallelujah. God. Amen.
So that prophecy in Malachi chapter 3 verse 1 was referring to Christ.
Amen.
Confirmed. In Matthew chapter
3.
Now, he now became the ark of God.
Moving ark.
The God. Moving ark. The ark of God.
Amen.
In the wilderness and the first temple, it had the ark.
Amen.
The three things that were there, now let's see whether those three things are in this ark now. Manna. What did he say in John chapter 6?
Mm-hmm.
I am
the bread of life.
Correct?
Amen.
Yes, that coming from heaven.
Mm. Yes, sir.
You will eat this one. Mm. You will not die.
So the manna is in this ark.
Okay.
One.
So it is there. Then Aaron's rod.
The high priest rod.
Aborted.
First and foremost, it is the rod of the high priest.
Yes, sir.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
So that means he is going to be a high priest.
Mm-hmm.
But not just high priest. You know, him, oh glory be to God.
Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's read the Bible says, for him has God sealed.
John 6:27. Labor not for that meat which perisheth, but for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto
him.
For him hath God the Father sealed.
For him has God, that's the scripture. For him has God the Father sealed. Sealing there is confirm. Correct?
Yes, sir.
Now we know the story of Aaron, the high priest.
You are sealed.
Now, people were trying to argue.
They debate.
And he said, bring your rod. For he made him the high priest. Bring your rod. Everyone that makes any claim, bring your rod. Let's see whom God has sealed. So, and then we know the story, how all others dried up. And only his own rod budded with even almond.
Amen.
Because it produces oil.
Almond.
All right?
Amen.
Now, I want you to note that it fulfills also a second thing. A dry rod was put in there and it budded with life. To let you know that he is the resurrection
and the life. Amen.
He is also a life giver.
Amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
In him, Christ Jesus. You know, and he's the high priest of our profession.
Amen.
Okay. Now, so that is the Aaron's rod there.
Many
Now, the tablets.
God's law.
He had God's law.
Amen.
He has the word of God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
He has the word of God.
Amen.
And so many scriptures have pointed to that. Everything you see in the ark was embodiment of Christ. Therefore, Christ is the ark of God. Now, you see the importance of the ark. Noah was asked to build an ark patterned from above.
Hallelujah.
Only those who enter that ark were saved.
Amen.
Even if you had built another ark, it's not the one God gave.
Amen. It's not according to the heavenly pattern.
Moses was asked to build according to the heavenly pattern.
That's right.
If you like build something that looks like that, the glory of God will not be there.
Wow. Hallelujah.
Now, Solomon built it and brought that same ark and put it. He didn't build another one. It's the same old one he brought there.
That's
you saw the glory.
The
same thing again now. He was speaking about Christ. And the glory came in him. From that day, he became the temple
of God.
Hallelujah. Therefore, if you are going to worship God, hallelujah.
Amen.
You now notice, not just that God announced him. This is my address.
My temple.
In whom I am well
pleased.
This is my son. In the transfiguration. He said, hear ye him. Because he represented by the table.
Hallelujah. Right. The word of God.
Yes. He said, what shall we do to do the works of God?
Believe on him
whom he has sent.
Amen. Amen and amen.
Believe on Moses, you will reach the promised land.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Moses said, you will raise up a prophet like unto me.
That's right.
But this one is more than Moses.
Amen.
He was the embodiment of God. God dwelt in him, for in him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead
bodily. Hallelujah.
And not just that, the Bible says that he received not the spirit
by measure. Amen.
Because the Bible says the fullness of the Godhead dwelleth in him bodily.
Hallelujah.
That is why he could say, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up.
Hallelujah.
So, where is God's chosen place of worship?
Christ.
It says where he has chosen to place his name there.
Amen.
What is his name?
Mm.
No, that's why his name is Yeshua.
Okay.
Jehovah saves.
Hallelujah.
This is where you will get your salvation.
Amen.
You see, Yeshua. So he places his name there. And therefore, the Bible says he is the mediator between God and man. He is the light that lighteneth the whole world.
Amen.
He is God's meeting point with man.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
You worship any other place, you are wasting your time. And he says, I am the way, the truth. For
no man cometh to the Father except by me.
Only those who worship in spirit, and in truth. In Christ Jesus.
Amen.
He's the truth. The table of the law, commandment that was placed there. He is the way, the truth, and the life.
The spirit.
Oh, glory be to God.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Amen. Eh? Amen. That's right.
No man coming to the Father except by me, because this is where he is.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You go any other way, you won't meet him, because here he is.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
God's chosen place of worship, therefore, is to worship him in Christ.
Hallelujah.
That is what Colossians chapter 3, verse 7.
That's right.
17. Colossians 3:17 says,
yes.
And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
See why I keep saying, don't come to church, come to Christ, not to church.
Moving from church to Christ.
Wow. Come to Christ. Don't come to church. Therefore, all of you evangelists that evangelize people by the name of your church as a franchise, you are missing it. Preach salvation. And in no other name is salvation.
Amen.
Than
Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Read it, please.
Acts chapter 4, verse 12.
That's right.
Now
neither is there salvation in any other.
Let's leave these scriptures. Go on.
For there's none other name under heaven given among men
whereby we must be
saved. So why are you bragging with the name of your church or the name of your pastor? Let's read more scriptures. Acts 16.
Acts 16.
Verse 31.
Amen.
Acts 16, verse 31 says, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.
Believe on who?
The Lord Jesus Christ.
And what will happen?
And thou shalt be saved.
So if you believe in your church, this is where you miss it.
Hallelujah.
Read another one, 2 Timothy chapter 1.
Amen.
And verse 9.
2 Timothy 1:9.
Says,
who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works.
He called us not according to our works,
but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus.
Where was he giving us?
In Christ Jesus.
Where is he giving us?
In Christ Jesus.
So where will you get it?
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Read another scripture. Are you tired? Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, verse 21.
Acts 2:21. Acts 2:21
says, and it shall come to pass,
yes sir,
that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
You see why I was angry at the testimony a young girl gave. These spirits that come to, beat her, they will come. You know, she was being tortured by that spirit.
Amen.
Then she came to me for deliverance. Then after I had did the deliverance prayers on her that day, she went back, and as usual, they were coming again. And in her testimony, and people were clapping hands. Oh, my people are distraught for that.
Wow.
She said, immediately the spirits come, they said, no, you cannot torment me again. Pastor Moses has delivered me. Then he said, the spirit shouted, shut up, don't call that name. And then when she realized that, she said, Pastor Moses.
Hey.
He said, they ran away.
Wonderful.
Oh, I came back and I collected a microphone. I wish we had this clip of this recording.
That's true.
You know, now it's a long time now, so they may not have taken note
years
of that.
Ago.
Before the church was demolished and so many
That's
things
right.
spoiled. Mm-hmm. And then she said, I came, I said, hey! These demons want to jump you from frying pan to fire. From tormenting you, they now want to turn you to an idol worshiper. At the mention of the name of Moses, every knee bow, can you see? They want to deceive you and turn you to an idol worshiper.
That's right.
And they have finished you. It's worse. Being an idol worshiper is worse than them coming every night and beating you. Satan knows that. It's only Christians that don't know it.
Wow.
Then if I accept it, then I have become Antichrist.
Idolater.
That's right.
And God can never share his glory with me.
That's right.
You see, another person gave another testimony. He said that he was not in church because he didn't have transport money to even come to church. Things were so bad for him. And he said, he saw my calendar, my picture in our calendar, church calendar.
That's true.
You remember the testimony?
I remember that.
He said he placed his hand there and then an anointing. So he placed his hand and said, introduce your servant. Father, change my situation. Let God be, you know. He said he placed his hand there. He said suddenly an anointing, was flowing. He said his wife was saying, what is happening? He said he used one hand and said, something is happening.
An anointing was flowing to your
picture. Anointing was flowing. He said the next day he was sitting in his house. They knocked his door and brought employment letter from the British embassy.
Hallelujah.
He said that is how he got job. And he was starting to give testimony.
Yes, I remember. But was that not against, was it not Satan trying to attack him and you?
Not on the whole church.
Ah.
So are you saying
the whole church?
No, sir. Pastor, please. Are you saying God cannot work in that way?
Yeah, God will work in that way, but the people must understand how he's working.
Okay.
If they don't understand how he's working, they will deify the man. That is the problem in the end time message. That's why they have deified, some of them deified William Branham. Because of those manifestations around him, they have forgotten Jesus, the word, the master. Then they are now worshipping and lifting up that name, Branham, until the last day Satan will send you to. They baptize in his name. You can see they put William Branham's pictures at the altar. And you know what that means? They'll tell you, no, it is not the Branham picture they are putting. It is the halo. Okay, they edit his face now and put only that light. Even putting it there is wrong. The only symbol of our faith is not the light. It's the cross.
Amen.
The sermon, the message we preach, the message, go and preach the gospel.
Amen.
This gospel is not the light he gave us. The light came through the cross.
Without the cross,
the light will not come to us.
Amen.
Therefore, it is the cross that is a symbol of the Gentile Age Church.
Hallelujah.
You have to understand that very well. So that you see, I attended as a visitor in a church some few years back. And a mighty man, very anointed in Lagos, my very good friend, a Pentecostal pastor. Very, very anointed. We've known ourselves since 1998. We've been together. So I just visited him. And they were giving testimonies. And somebody was, in fact, he lined them up. All of them, there were four. Each one to come and tell them. Of course, he has had the testimony before, so he was bringing them to present it to the church. And they were telling him that, we saw, I had this problem, and then I prayed, and then our daddy came
to me,
and the problem was solved. This one to our daddy. Then you said, well, who did you see? And we saw you. Next person. Next testifier. And then, who did you see? You saw me. That is what led to people having anointing water, anointing oil with the picture of their pastor. That is what made people have their, what do you call that, profile picture?
Wallpaper
and their phone. Screen saver and their computer, their pastor. And God, it's just the devil to mess them up and they don't know it. So you see, he has succeeded in destroying the pastor and the testifier, their faith. Now the same me, regularly, every day, people see me in their dreams. But I have taught them, when you see that, it's not me, it is the angel of God using
your appearance,
my similitude, because I am also a servant of God, using my spirit by virtue of my calling to do. It's the angel, it's not me. If I ever come and it is true I came, I'm a witch. I don't have the ability to sleep in Lagos and appear to you there in Canada.
My God.
That is why you think I am not ordinary. Then you say I am also a God. That's the problem they have. Read another scripture for me in Luke chapter 19.
My God.
Luke 19.
Verse 10.
Luke 19, verse 10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost.
Who came to save?
The Son of Man.
Who is that Son of Man?
The Lord Jesus Christ.
How did he do it? On the cross.
Amen.
Pay the price of redemption. Mm-hmm. Therefore, salvation only is only in Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 22.
1 Corinthians 15, 22.
Yes.
For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive.
Again.
For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive.
You know, through your pastor, you can never be made alive. Mm-hmm. There's nothing in me that can make you to be alive. It's alive here. It's eternal life.
Hallelujah.
So you have to understand. Can you read? Do we have time to read one more scripture?
Please, sir.
Romans chapter 5.
Romans 5. That's what, sir?
Read it. Three verses there. 7, 8, 9, and 10.
For scarcely for a righteous man will one die.
Yes. That's right.
Yet, peradventure, for a good man, some would even dare to die.
Okay.
But God commended his love towards us.
How did he do it?
In that while we are yet sinners.
Who died for you?
Christ died for you?
Christ died for us.
Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him.
Oh, glory.
Through him.
For if we, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life.
So you can see now. So why can I have this revelation? You try to present a church to me until people are scared. If you leave my church, you will die. If you leave Brother Assembly, you are finished. How can you say that? If you leave they even call it my church, so you know it's not the church of Christ. That means it's a cult. It is only a cult that when you leave, they come after you.
True.
Why will even a pastor curse anybody who leaves his church? Why will you do that? Because people don't understand it. And so people are in bondage there to fear. They know that this man here is not a man of God, but they are afraid if they leave now, they are finished. Can you see? The cage that satanic forces have caged the children of God. See why some of us are very, very angry. In Ephesians chapter 1, what did he say? Let's read this. A long scripture, but we can end with that.
That's what, sir.
From verse 3, read it up to verse 12.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Listen to the way the wordings are put there.
Who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
Yes.
Accordingly, he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath proposed in himself, that in the dispensation.
Now, this is the verse I'm emphasizing. That
in the dispensation of the fullness
of times, that is according to his divine agenda.
He might gather together in one.
He will gather together all. We are in one place.
In Christ.
Christ.
Both which are in heaven and which are on earth. Even in him.
Even in him. Go on up to verse 12.
In whom also we have obtained an inheritance.
We are in him. We have obtained an inheritance.
Being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own
will. Now verse 12.
That we should be to the praise of his glory. We first trusted.
Now go back again to verse 10.
That in the dispensation of the fullness of time,
what will he do?
He might gather together in one all things in Christ.
Which are where?
Both which are in heaven and which are on earth.
Now go to Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 15.
Ephesians 3, 15.
Yes.
Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named.
It's named after who?
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Eh? Read it. Maybe take it from verse 13. So let just
wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus
Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named.
They are named after who?
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Because all things in heaven and earth are gathered together in him.
Hallelujah.
Our family name, therefore, is what?
Jesus Christ.
So our church name is what?
Jesus Christ.
Okay, now. I thought you would say brother. So you can understand what we're talking to.
Amen.
So that all this braggado dragging about some franchise of a name of a ministry, you know, catch the weight of what is happening. You must belong to a church. The name of a church is just for identification.
Yeah, because I was going to ask, do we need an address or location?
Identification,
yes,
of where we are gathered, because the Bible also calls us, like Christ, the temple of the Holy Ghost. Why are we the temple of the Holy Ghost? It is because the ark of God is in you.
Hallelujah.
That ark is the Lord Jesus Christ. You have to understand that. Those two trees that are in the garden of Genesis chapter 3. Let's read it.
Oh, glory.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Verse what, sir?
What does verse 24 say?
Verse 24. So he drove out the man.
Listen,
So he drove out the man.
He drove out the man.
And he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree
to
of life.
To protect the way
of the tree of life.
Can you see why the ark was made and the two cherubims were placed there now to protect? It was for protection. To protect the ark. And if the ark is the Lord Jesus Christ, I was all speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is because that is where the source of life is, the tree of life is. He is our tree of life. He is the source of life.
Amen.
Christ Jesus. Therefore, if you are looking for life, go to Christ. And the only sacrifice that God will accept is in Christ. And how do you come into him? You clean up yourself to go to church. I mean, where are you going? You are going to church. So also, for you to be in Christ is not just to be a member of a church. There are many of you that are members of your church, but you are not members of the body of Christ. To be a member of your family, you join them, Abi?
No, sir.
We are born into
born
it.
Into it, yes.
So also, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and verse
13.
For by one spirit,
hallelujah,
are we baptized into
one
that
body.
One body. And we have one Lord. And we have one faith.
Hallelujah.
And we have one baptism.
Yes, sir.
Not three times. And once you are in, it is only once you are in Christ that any offering you offer will be accepted. I'm telling you, cocaine pusher, that you have not given your life to Christ. Not just cocaine pusher, anybody at all. I repeat, anybody at all. Oh, how do I describe it for everybody to know? Except you are born again, you are in Christ, you are wasting your time. If you like, use all your money and build a church building. Because you are doing that not as a born-again Christian, you have wasted that investment. Bring all your tithes every day, everywhere. Say, I'm serving God. I am a Christian. I'm faithful in my tithe. You can be faithful in your tithe and yet be doing it outside the gates. You are not inside. Therefore, he's not seeing you. That is why you call some people gospel musicians. I say, which gospel? Unless you are in Christ, those songs you are singing, you are wasting your time. They are not gospel. Anything.
Sir.
Don't sell me yet, because these people should hear these things.
Wow.
It is a serious matter.
Yes,
very serious, sir.
You know, if you like, go and stay in the mountain, doing dry fasting. Of course, to start with, the children of God don't do dry fasting before. That's the sermon I want to preach. I gave the introduction last Sunday. And I pray that God will cause many of you watching me now to listen to the message I will preach on Sunday, God willing. That many of us, you know, if you have to fast, dry fasting before God answers you, something is wrong in your relationship with that God. Because my own son doesn't even ask me. If he asks me two times, three times, and I don't give him, I will explain to him why. He doesn't have to do dry fasting.
I got
to receive anything from me. Because he says so. Oh yes, and people don't know
prophesy.
What the heir apparent is.
Yeah.
Something that is already fully yours. All that I have belong to my son. So if he asks me, I don't give him. He doesn't bother. After all, they belong to him, just waiting for the appointed time. That's patience. It's a very serious virtue among the children of God. And he does not cease to be my son because he has committed anything. I can only withdraw the joy of his sonship, the joy of salvation. Nothing more. You have to catch this. Everything you do, the only sacrifice, only worship, is if you are in Christ.
We really need to look at how do you get in Christ?
By the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Nothing more.
Nothing more.
It's there in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, the second one, baptism of the Holy Ghost, is very easy. Everybody, I've baptized. But the difficult one is that repentance. Have you repented? Many people don't even know what repentance is. Then, the baptism of the Holy Ghost is another very, very delicate one. Some people assume it. So you see why, you know, so we must be very, very careful. That's why I say, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Number one evidence of the Holy Ghost is not speaking in tongues.
Amen.
It's a character change.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And from there, you can say, the life that I live now is not I that live. It's
Christ
that lives in me.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. So I will pause you here today. And I think we'll still continue this interesting topic.
Go for adjournment.
Okay, but I think our pastor has passed a very serious message.
Oh, glory.
No, this message is serious enough, is loaded enough to minister to anybody that hears
this.
Sure,
that's right.
Move from church to Christ. Thank you so much, sir.
Because the scripture says, Matthew 11:28.
Mm-hmm.
Who did he say? He said, Come unto me.
All ye that labor and heavy laden.
Come to where? So when you have problem, demons are pursuing you. Nothing is working for you. Ancestral cause is disturbing you. Jesus said, come to me. People are coming to church. People will go to you. Come to our church. And this thing will go. Come to our church. Come to our church. Evangelist is wrong. When you preach, you must send somebody to a church. You know, but you cannot say, come to our church and you will be saved. That is wrong evangelism. So if he refuses to come to your church, then he's
lost.
No more salvation for him. That's why I love that song. Come to the Savior. Not to come to Brother Assembly. He said what? Make no delay. We are
here in his word.
Not our church. He has shown us the way.
Hallelujah.
But in our church.
Here in our midst. He's standing today.
Because where two or three are gathered in my name.
Tenderly saying, come.
Hallelujah.
That is the gospel.
Amen. Could not be truer
hallelujah.
Than this. Thank you so much, Pastor Moses Alu. And thank you all sponsors and supporters of Bright TV for giving us the privilege to be on air. We pray that the Lord will keep you and make you stay in that chosen place of worship indeed.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. God bless you until we meet again. Shalom.